I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Springtime has arrived and a lot of species are starting to green up in our wildlife management areas across the state. So the DNR is ready to use prescribed burning to give the mass-bearing species a growing edge. We'll talk a little more about what's going on there in just a moment. The DNR plans to burn a couple of hundred acres on wildlife management areas across the state this spring. Prescribed burns, according to biologist Colin Carpenter, are an extremely effective and cheap way to accomplish habitat management.
It's the most cost-effective method you've got to control vegetation. So you can get a lot of acreage done in a short amount of time, which is why it's one of the tools that we use. So if we look at, if we're talking about timber cell units or shelterwood harvest units that we've been applying fire in here in recent years, we can go in there, and if you look at total cost per acre, we can get it done a lot more effectively with fire than we can with herbicide.
Now, there are a couple of sets of burns. One, grassy fields, that Carpenter says has a couple of goals.
We burn fields for a couple of reasons. One, we use fire in our warm season grass fields pretty extensively, and they do this also in Hillcrest Wildlife Management Area up in the northern panhandle. They use fire a good bit because it's got a lot of grassland habitat. But we do it, we use it to rejuvenate those warm season grasses, reduce thatch at ground level. But we also do it to clear crop residue off a field if we're preparing to plant for that growing season.
Now, there's a fire to control some of the less desirable species on cutover areas of our wildlife management areas. That idea, according to Colin, is to give the oak tree a chance. He explains how.
Oaks are a fire-adapted species. So as oaks age, they get thicker and thicker bark that is adapted. They've adapted over a lot of years to persist in the presence of fire. Typically, we wait to time our fires in these harvest units until the oak regeneration that we've got on the ground has got a large enough root collar that it can, you know, it will top kill those oaks with the fire of these young trees. But because the oaks develop a big root system in the first couple of years of life, they spring back quickly after a fire. The species that we're trying to kill, like the maples and some of the poplars that are in these oak units, spend the first couple of years of life just growing atop. So when we kill them back with the fire, they can't respond as quickly as the oaks. And what we're doing is we're giving those oaks a competitive advantage over the other trees.
And already a couple of burns are in and more are scheduled.
We've burned on Burnsville Wildlife Management Area in Braxton County. We've burned on Artie Bailey WMA in Wyoming County. We'll be burning on Bluestone Wildlife Management Area as well.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.